Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante. I'm joined by Bob Flounders and Andy Shea. Ross Tucker will be along in a bit to handle Tucker's tape and ask Ross. First of all, how you doing, Andy?
Doing good. I'm doing good. And more people in the house now. We're up to six.
Oh, geez.
Ooh.
Yes. And we have a cat that's not ours that's with us as well. So, yeah, I will just say this. 8 weeks ago, my wife and I were empty nesters.
Yeah.
And now we have six people in the house and three young adults, 24 years of age or younger, and three other adults and a cat. So, hello, quarantine.
The Shea household, give us your huddled masses and your cats. How about you, Bob?
I have a slightly less crowded situation. It's just me in downtown Harrisburg. But, you know, Aisha, you might want to cap it sooner rather than later. I know I think you have a pretty big house from what I remember, but if you get into double digits, it could get a little dicey.
I'm like, oh my gosh. All I seem to do is work and cook.
All right. Well, it's time to put you to work right now, Andy.
Let's do it.
Quarter one, we're going to do news. Quarter two, of course, Tucker's tape. We're going to Ross saw Christian Veilleux and Rodney McGraw. And, yes, I spoke to someone who talked to Christian, and apparently the correct pronunciation is Veilleux. So that's what I'm going with. Ask Ross is in quarter three. And quarter four, we're going to finish up our series on the redshirt freshmen, where these guys are going to give their – they're going to tell us who their top redshirt freshmen are, and I'm going to tell them where they're wrong. All right. Let's start with news. And it's what I do. Each to their skills, Bob. Being critical is mine. All right.
Okay.
We're going to start with news and notes. We got to start with James Franklin met with the media on Wednesday, and it was an interesting hour. All three of us here listened to it, and we were talking before we started the segment that everyone interprets things a certain way. James Franklin started to talk about what kind of season we might have, shortened number of games, maybe some places wouldn't be ready to play. Is it up to the NCAA or the conference to decide, you know, do all teams start at once, play the same way? And James said something about a league, maybe the Big Ten, starting if even one or two teams weren't open, but the rest were. It led to some interesting reactions. I'm going to read one tweet from a New Jersey writer who's, and I'm quoting, don't let the stack of corpses in our New Jersey morgues interfere with your inevitable trip to the Citrus Bowl. Gentlemen, I'm going to start with Andy. How do you respond to that tweet, Andy?
Yeah, I mean, he was asked a question. I don't think his answer was wrong. If you listen to even the beginning of James's press conference, he made it clear. I found it interesting that he said, I'm a big believer in science. I'm a big believer in science. He continued to emphasize that. You know, Steve, I mean, you know, he's basically saying that he thinks not each conference, but the NCAA should be more involved in this type of decision. And I remember him referencing, like, you know, it'll be different even for non-conference schools, like in Arizona than in New Jersey and stuff like that. But Steve, that's a little thin-skinned. I mean, if it's a D move, and you don't know it, it's a D move. I'm sorry. I mean, that is beyond stupidity to me, and it seems very thin-skinned. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bob. I'd rather not.
Yeah, so, I mean, Steve is a really talented writer, and he's also a very witty writer. I think James wants NCAA oversight on the restart, not conference oversight. It is interesting to think about this, though. If you look at some of the schools, guys, in the Big Ten and where their all states are in terms of dealing with the pandemic, because it's really, you know, the governors are also going to, by the way, have to be involved in this for each state. But if you just look at where a state like maybe Wisconsin or maybe where Ohio is, compared to where Pennsylvania is, and also if you look at where the state of Michigan is with regard to, you know, shutdowns in this pandemic, I mean, I think James's comments bring to light the issue of a state by state, you know, case basis, and not everyone is handling this the same way, and not everyone is, you know, there are issues, more issues depending on the state. It's, you know, can you imagine football starting again nationally and in the Big Ten, and Michigan or Michigan State not ready to go at the start? I mean, it opens up, I just think, some talking points. I do think Steve got a little bit carried away with his comment, but he is a Jersey guy and he's got to cover Rutgers. So maybe that's just a little bit frustrating for him when you really think about it. He might be a little bit frustrated from that end, but I really didn't, I was not offended to the, I think James's point was that he wants NCAA oversight on this, and he wants it to be an even playing field. I don't think it's a good idea to kind of have decisions made on a conference by conference basis. Cause if you really follow along, the SEC conference looks like it is gearing up for a full go restart, very much sooner rather than later. There, a lot of those schools are planning on welcoming students back to campus, are planning to very soon, and I just don't think that's the case nationwide.
Well, just because you guys referenced the first name a bit, just to make it clear, this tweet came from Steve. Is it Politi? Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, that's right. He's the column. He's a really talented columnist from NJ.com.
So and the Star Ledger in New Jersey. And if you actually listen to the context of the press conference, what I got out of it was, I believe that James doesn't want conferences or individual teams to have an advantage over other teams. Would it be, and if the NCAA could step in and say, okay, this is when, you know, teams could start getting together, start practice. But he then also followed that up with, you know, how do you do that in the NCAA if you have 100 teams and there's four teams who are in a state that is not going to allow this to happen? Do you shut down all of college football because there's a couple teams that aren't able to do it, Bob, because of where they're located? Do you feel like that was really the gist of what he was saying?
Yes, I do. And I'm sure that when we hear from James again, he is very much a big picture guy, and I'm sure he's been made aware of this tweet. I'm sure he will attempt to further explain his point. And to what you said, James, or to what you said, Jimmy, I think your take was a little bit more in line with what he was trying to say than to just kind of cherry pick and take something a little bit out of context, which I think Steve might have been guilty of doing. You know, James is a pretty, James doesn't, you know, just throw things out there to try and get reaction. He was making a big picture comment to a question that was asked of him, and I think that Steve just took one kind of bullet point and kind of jumped on it. But I think the bigger picture, I think, is what you said, Jimmy, that he's what happens if there's 10 schools that aren't ready to restart due to what's going on in their state, and the rest of college football is ready to, like, it should, it's going to have to, there, he wants some guidance from the NCAA, and I'm sure it's coming.
All right. And there's just so many different permutations, Andy, and ways this could turn out. And I think James was hitting on all those various permutations that they're going to have to deal with, right?
Yeah. Bob said it best. It looks like the SEC is firing up to be ready to go sooner than later. But this pandemic is affecting the country at different spots and at different levels as you go across the vast land that makes up the United States. And it has to be, James is saying, it has to be one for all. It has to be everybody or nobody. It can't be a regional or a state by state basis. It just can't work that way, which leads me to believe in some ways that generally speaking, we're looking at later than sooner for the 2020 college football season. And that's just the reality that, and James sees the handwriting on the wall as well. I think what he was saying is, guys, you better get ready because this is going to be later than sooner, not sooner than later.
But again, with that possible exception that, you know, 90% of the schools, 95% of the schools are ready to play.
Yeah.
A handful aren't. All right. Just so we don't spend the whole segment on this, Bob, was there anything else in his press conference that stood out to you about the actual team or anything else that you took away?
James, now that it's been 6 weeks since we heard from him, I think he's seen all of the scenarios as far as a delayed start, a shortened season, a season that runs into 2021, spring football, all of that. I think he has now kind of got scenarios played out for and plans for. And one of them is, games without fans. And I think that even Penn State now has got to prepare for that. And James said, you know what, even if it comes to that, Jimmy, if we have to play games without the fans, and that's a possibility, I think some fans would be happy just to watch games on TV after kind of what's gone on in the last 6 or 7 weeks and what's going to continue to go on. And he seems like he's ready for anything. He just knows they can't afford to have a year without football or a season without football, even if it means, you know, impacting the 2021 and 22 seasons. They worry about that later. He just feels like it's vitally important economically, financially, to have some semblance of a season. If it goes into March, so be it. He's prepared to deal with it. If there's going to be no fans watching games, he thinks the fan base in the short term is going to understand.
Well, as a fan, I'll take football on TV over no football. The other thing, Andy, in the last minute we have here, is CT also reached a comfort level in how he's handling things now. He's got the meeting. He's got his schedule down. It seems like he's prepared. He's doing well with this.
He's very comfortable with where it's at now. One other quick thing that stood out to me, I think he was laying the groundwork to say when football does come back, you're not going to see the same caliber of finely tuned athlete just because of the gamut of situations. And he talked about even one player on his team who's having to do workout and drills with his mom's frying grease that he curls. That was awesome. But he was just laying the groundwork and expectations for when they do come back, that it's a lot different.
And he reached back to his playing days when they didn't need 2 months to prepare. Anyway, that's it for quarter number one. Quarter number two, Ross comes in and does his scouting reports.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
This is Jim Galante with the Keystone Sports Network. We know there are a lot more important things going on than whether there are any sports. But we'd like to give you a little break from everything else happening in our world with some Penn State football talk. College football will come back. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy the Keystone Kickoff Show. Find all our shows at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the app Keystone Sports. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.